Hola, buenos días. ¿Qué tal estamos? Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. This is lesson 61. And in this lesson and the next couple of lessons, we are actually going to be talking about a particular difficulty in Spanish, and that is the use of por and para. Both these words mean for in different situations. And by the end of this lesson, you'll start to understand exactly when to use each of the two words. I hope you find this lesson useful.
Bueno, cara, dime, ¿qué hiciste durante las vacaciones?
Fui a un concierto con Antonio.
Ah, so Antonio is still on the scene then.
Oh, yes.
Okay, my question was, ¿qué hiciste durante las vacaciones? In Latin American Spanish, I would have said, ¿qué hiciste durante las vacaciones? Now, hiciste or hiciste comes from which verb?
Hacer.
Hacer or hacer. And hacer or hacer means...
to do.
Yeah, there's also another meaning of hacer. Can you remember what that is?
To make.
Yeah, so hacer can mean to do or to make. And in the preterite tense, it's irregular. Can you remember how the parts of hacer go?
Hice, hiciste, hizo, hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron.
Okay, so in addition to going to a concert with Antonio, which we'll come back to in a moment, you've also been studying some Spanish verbs, yeah?
Claro que sí.
Muy bien, cuánto me alegro. Okay, ¿qué hiciste durante las vacaciones? What did you do during the holidays? Preterite tense, hiciste or hiciste. Now, your answer was?
Fui a un concierto con Antonio.
So, fui, which verb is that from?
It's from ir.
Ir. Uh-huh. And ir in the preterite is conjugated as follows. Cara's going to do it for us.
Fui, fuiste, fue. Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
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 Okay. Fui, fuiste, fue.
Fui, fuiste, fue.
Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron.
Okay, I'm going to explain something here, and this is a bit random. We had a post, somebody posted on iTunes in a review on iTunes, and they said something along the lines of, why on earth can't Cara answer immediately? Does she need that much time to think? Well, I have to say that at the moment, my hand, I'm holding my hand up to prevent Cara from answering, although she knows these answers. So that gives you, the listeners, time to answer the questions. It's not that she needs lots of time to think. It's because we're giving you time to answer the questions before Cara answers them. So that's the reasoning behind that. She's not very slow. Sometimes she is, but... Anyway, okay, getting back to ser. No, it's not ser, it's ir in the preterite tense. Why did I think it was ser there?
Because it conjugates the same in the preterite.
Exactly. Ser and ir are exactly the same in the preterite. Fui, fuiste, fue. Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron. So you said, I went to un concierto.
A concert?
Exactly. Concierto, Latin American Spanish, of course, it would be concierto. Fui a un concierto con Antonio. ¿Y quién es Antonio?
Mi novio.
Es tu novio. Uh-huh. So if any listeners are just joining us, Cara tiene un novio, okay, se llama Antonio, es español y ¿es guapo?
Claro que sí.
Pues parece que es guapo, yo no sé. Ok, ¿qué más? ¿Qué más hiciste durante las vacaciones?
Fuimos también al cine.
¿Al cine? Ok, pues a ver una película.
Sí.
¿Qué película visteis? And that, of course, is visteis, from ver, another irregular verb in the preterite. So, visteis, what film did you see? ¿Qué película visteis?
Vimos Step Up 2, The Streets.
Pues yo no conozco esta película. Es una película, bueno, ¿de qué trata la película?
Baile.
¿El baile?
Sí.
Vale, pues nada, a mí no me gusta este tipo de película, de todos modos. Ok, y bueno, ¿qué más? ¿Qué más hicisteis o hiciste tú durante las vacaciones?
Un día dimos una vuelta a Loch Lomond.
Muy bien. So that's from dar una vuelta, which of course means to go for a run or a drive. Dar una vuelta, and where did you go? Loch Lomond, el lago de Lomond, I suppose we could say. Loch Lomond is a beautiful, beautiful loch in the west of Scotland, and if you're ever in Scotland, you must come and see Loch Lomond. So, un día, one day, dimos una vuelta, we went for a drive, a Loch Lomond. Muy bien. Dime, cuando estabais en Loch Lomond, ¿qué tal el tiempo? ¿Qué tiempo hacía?
¿Hacía sol?
Mm-hmm. So, my question was, ¿qué tal el tiempo? Or, ¿qué tiempo hacía? What was the weather like? Or, literally, what weather was it doing? ¿Qué tiempo hacía? And Cara replied,
hacía sol.
Hacía sol. Okay, so it was sunny. So, ¿hacía sol?
Sí, pero no hacía mucho calor.
Muy bien, no hacía mucho calor. No hacía mucho calor. It wasn't very warm. Pero por lo menos no llovía.
No.
Okay, por lo menos. Do you know what por lo menos means?
No.
Okay, it means at least. Por lo menos.
Por lo menos.
Por lo menos. Three words. Por lo menos.
Por lo menos.
Por lo menos no llovía.
Por lo menos no llovía.
Ajá. That's from the verb llover, which means?
To rain.
To rain. So, llovía in the imperfect tense here, because we're talking about what the weather was like. It was raining. And I'm saying, por lo menos no llovía. At least it wasn't raining. Por lo menos no llovía.
Por lo menos no llovía.
¿Y algo más? ¿Hiciste algo más durante las vacaciones?
Sí, fui a una fiesta.
Ajá.
Mi amiga celebraba.
Muy bien.
Su, how do you say birthday again?
Okay, the word is cumpleaños, el cumpleaños. And it's actually made up of two words in Spanish. Cumplir, which is the verb to complete or to reach. And años, meaning years. So, cumpleaños is kind of the number of years you have reached. Okay? So, cumpleaños. Su cumpleaños, her birthday.
Su cumpleaños.
Okay, so do you want to give me the whole phrase again that you were saying there?
Sí. Fui a una fiesta. Mi amiga celebraba su cumpleaños.
Okay, so you could say celebraba if you're using Latin American accent, or celebraba if you're using a Spanish accent. So, fui a una fiesta, mi amiga celebraba su cumpleaños, or celebraba su cumpleaños. Muy bien. So, she was celebrating her birthday. Okay, I've got a question for you that's going to test your indirect object pronouns that we did recently. ¿Qué le diste a tu amiga como regalo?
Le di un libro.
Sí.
Y una pulsera.
Muy bien, una pulsera, a bracelet, ¿ya?
Sí.
Le diste un libro y una pulsera. So, to her, I gave a book and a bracelet. My question was, ¿qué le diste? What to her did you give? Como regalo, as a present. In next week's lesson, we're going to be looking at a different way of giving people's presents, but we'll talk about that later, okay? At the moment, we're just talking about dar a alguien un regalo. So, to give to someone a present. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course, and that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples, and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So, le diste un libro y una pulsera. I'm going to use this context now to talk a little bit about, first of all, para, okay? As you're giving something to someone, you could say, este regalo, which would mean?
This present.
Okay, this present, this gift, es para ti.
Es for you?
Yeah, in English it's a literal translation. Es para ti, is for you. Este regalo es para ti.
Este regalo es para ti.
Now, that para there, the reason we use para is because we're talking about, if you like, a destination. The destination of that present is for you. So, cara, este regalo es para ti. The destination of the present is you. It's for you.
Gracias.
De nada. Okay, so we could say, for example, this book is for Miguel. Can you work that one out, Cara?
Este libro es para Miguel.
Muy bien. Este libro es para Miguel. So this book, este libro, es para Miguel. How would we say this house is for Marta?
Esta casa es para Marta.
Muy bien. Esta, because it's una casa, so it's not este, as in este libro. Esta casa es para Marta. Perfecto. How would we say this letter is for all of you?
Esta carta es para vosotros.
Exacto. You would say, esta carta es para vosotros. If vosotros, if all of you are male or indeed a mixed group. Esta carta es para vosotras, if you're all female. And indeed, if you're in Latin America or if you're in Spain and you want to be polite, then you would say, esta carta es para ustedes. So that's, we're talking about the destination of the letter, the book, the house, the present, and so on. Another example where we would be talking about destination and using para is when you're saying you're leaving for somewhere. Okay, so I am leaving for France, for example. If you're leaving or you're going out, what's the verb that we use for going out or to leave?
Salir.
Salir, exactly. So this verb is actually irregular in the present tense. It starts with salgo, salgo.
Salgo.
Yeah, it's one of those soft G sounds, so it's quite a salgo.
Salgo.
That, of course, varies depending on which part of the Spanish-speaking world that you're in. So, I am leaving for France. How would you say that?
Salgo para Francia?
Exacto. Salgo para Francia.
Salgo para Francia.
Okay, how would you say, for example, this afternoon, I'm heading out, I'm setting off for Madrid?
Esta tarde, salgo para Madrid.
Yeah, but would you say Madrid or would you say Madrid?
Madrid.
Absolutely. Yeah. Esta tarde, salgo para Madrid.
Esta tarde, salgo para Madrid.
And that's a good lesson, really, to remember that when you come across a word that you're familiar with in the English language, you make sure you pronounce it in a Spanish accent. Esta tarde salgo para Madrid. Sounds a bit funny. Esta tarde salgo para Madrid.
Salgo para Madrid.
Muy bien. Okay, so that's situations where we would use para. Getting back to este regalo es para ti, this present is for you. Let's think about what you would say in return to that. So, cara, este regalo es para ti.
Gracias.
Yeah, and if you wanted to thank me for the present, then you would say gracias por el regalo.
Gracias por el regalo.
Yeah, gracias is always por, okay? The ABBA song, we're getting back to ABBA again. The ABBA song, thank you for the music, in Spanish is gracias por la música.
Gracias por la música.
A very useful phrase if you ever need to burst into song. Thank you for something, gracias por.
Gracias por.
In fact, por, and one of the most obvious and easy to remember uses of por, is when you're exchanging something for something. Okay, that might sound a bit strange. So, for example, I could say, ¿Quieres cambiar mi CD por tu libro? Okay, listen to that again. ¿Quieres cambiar mi CD por tu libro. So that means, do you want, quieres, cambiar, to change, mi CD, my CD, por tu libro, for
your book.
Yeah. So, do you want to change my CD for your book? So, do you want to do a swap? Do you want to exchange something for something else? And in that exchanging situation, you use por. Here's another example of something quite similar. Voy a comprar la casa por 150,000 euros. Okay, so we're talking about buying things for a certain amount of money. Voy a comprar la casa por 150,000 euros.
Voy a comprar la casa por 150,000 euros.
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 It's quite tricky to say that. Voy a comprar la casa por 150,000 euros. Let's think about how that works. Basically, I'm exchanging the house for 150,000 euros. So I give you 150,000 euros, you give me the house. Yeah, it's just the same as the changing the CD for the book. And in actual fact, when you really think about it, it's the same as exchanging my thanks for the present. Okay, you give me the present, I'll give you my thanks. That makes sense?
It does. I'd rather have 150,000 euros. So.
Okay, so it's always gracias por, because you're exchanging your thanks for the gift. And when we're exchanging CDs for books and houses for 150,000 euros, then it's always this back to the same por. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @LearnSpanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.